At Roush Honda, we're closed on Sundays. Sure, we might miss out on a few sales, but some things in life are more important than selling cars. So Sunday, relax. Then come see us on Monday, and you'll see why.
The best way to say Honda is Roush Honda.
Here is Matt Mayer, president of the Buckeye Institute, a free market think tank based here in Columbus. Matt, I saw a piece that you had published in the Toledo Blade having to do with it's time for Ohio's leaders to be bold. To be bold about what, Matt?
To be bold about the big changes that need to happen if we're going to get Ohio healthy, both as a government spending side as well as the private sector growth side.
Well, I notice in the body of it you say in Ohio, pay cuts for public employees should be one of the first acts at the state and local level, because without such cuts, the compensation cost curve will bankrupt governments or require large tax hikes.
Yeah, that's just the reality. Take school districts. You know, we looked at the data based on their own numbers for their five-year projections, and with the 613 school districts in Ohio, 5 years from now, they're projecting to have a collective deficit of $7.6 billion, Bob, which means either you're going to have to raise taxes by $8 billion on Ohio property owners at a time when property values are stagnant or declining, or you're going to have to make the tough decisions and say, well, you know what, we can't afford to pay these folks what we've been paying them, from the superintendent down to the janitorial staff. And so that means you're going to have to make tough choices, and if you do a 10% pay cut now, not just pay, but if you just get the whole package, and collectively in that you get down 10% of the cost of these packages, and then you let the growth go to 3.2%, which has been the historical inflation, that $7.6 billion deficit turns into a $1 billion surplus across Ohio. So This is not an insignificant thing. This is not you don't have to do that because there are other ways. Compensation packages in 5 years will eat up 96% of all revenue in those school districts. So you can cut lots of other things, but you will absolutely not be able to bend the cost curve down unless you deal with compensation packages.
You had mentioned that in 2010, approximately 1,800 school employees earned over $100,000 a year. Due to increasing staffing costs, Ohio's 613 public school districts expected to face $7.6 billion funding deficit by 2015, personnel expenses consuming 96% of tax revenues.
Yeah, and this is the thing where, you know, you see this every day, whether it's school districts or it's cities, that we're going to just cut programs, we're going to cut staff, we're going to stop doing this and that, and whether those are, we're going to reduce the number of cops we have or firefighters. Why is that always the answer? Or, of course, let's raise taxes on already overtaxed Ohioans. Why isn't the answer to say, you know what, if we just do across-the-board reductions, we don't have to lay off or fire a single teacher, a single cop, a single city worker, and we can actually mean that we can afford to have the continued services. We're just going to pay less. It's the Walmartization, right? We're going to have the same goods or services at a lower cost. And we've got to realize that's where we are in Ohio. We simply cannot afford these gold-plated packages that government workers have been getting over the last two decades in Ohio.
Are you getting a pushback from the unions?
Of course we're getting a pushback from the unions. They get membership dues out of all this, and they're the entrenched interest that is the one benefiting from these compensation packages. But look, there are about 770,000 government workers in Ohio of the 11.5 million Ohioans. You know, you add another 1.5 million for their families and whatnot, and so you've got 2 million people who are kind of dependent on government paychecks, and the rest of us who aren't. Why should the rest of us continue to pay higher taxes or have to pay higher taxes even more, again, whether it's property taxes, it's city income tax, it's state tax, when if we just reduce these compensation packages, we can afford this, we wouldn't have to have a discontinuance of services or no more football programs or no more music programs or reduce public safety because we have fewer cops to patrol the neighborhoods. This is the right thing to do. It's not an easy thing to do. It's not saying that we don't appreciate the services that government workers have been giving us. It just means we can't afford it anymore.
If our top political leader in the state is Governor John Kasich, what do you think his plan is for things of this nature?
You know, I don't know. I mean, we've not gotten many signals on what he plans to do. He came out with his own staffing budget and kind of kept the status quo with Governor Strickland's staffing, budget numbers. And so that I think makes it hard to then say to the rest of the state, hey, you're going to have to take pay cuts across the board when he hasn't done that in his own office. Governor Jerry Brown did across the board cuts in his own office of 25% in California. So this is not unprecedented, and it's an important thing to do. We've got to lead by example, and that's why it's time for us to be bold as Ohio's political leaders rather than do a nibble here, nibble there, and say that it's bold, say that it's a big change, but fundamentally it doesn't actually change the cost curve. It doesn't change the dynamics of our weak private sector job market, where we've only netted 113,500 jobs in 21 years in this state. We can't have that kind of anemic job growth if we expect to have a vibrant Ohio that has government revenue coming in that can provide the services to needy populations. We've got to get this state back on track.
That's Matt Mayer, president of the Buckeye Institute.